our life as is. That is the truth of the universe. That is our practice. And ancestors and teachers are here in order to help clarify this so that we can clarify our life. To encourage this by saying something here or there to support us in living the life of the Buddha that we are. They each do it in different ways, in accord with our life and in accord with the circumstances. So as I've mentioned before, when Buddha was pressed by Bahia, he said very simply, when hearing, hearing, when seeing, seeing, when cognizing, cognizing, and not getting caught up in therein, therefore, thereby, and the other ways that we get caught up to blind ourselves. And yet we do get caught up, no matter how many times we've heard it, unless we make the effort appropriate to the circumstance right now, when that occurs, to do what's skillful, so that we can be this that we are. We can be, as the Buddha says, the end of suffering, the end of dukkha. Then we have sometimes add names of various sorts to what that is. Maizumi Roshi would often remind people, remind us. He would say, appreciate your life. If you want to say, if we want to say, we could say that appreciating our life is the whole of practice. And the ways when and how we don't appreciate is for us to notice and make skillful, appropriate effort, excuse me, that is called for by the ways we don't appreciate our life. And our life doesn't just mean so-called me inside this bag of skin and bones, but our life, which is the life of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who are part and parcel, so to speak, of our life, all those we encounter, which is exactly our life. And that is not only so-called I appreciating my life, but I appreciating the life of all beings who join this universe of my moment right here, right now. And that's up to you to notice how and where you do or don't and what's skillful. Then, Joko clarifies, she says, all practice can be summed up as one, observation of mental process, and two, the experiencing of present bodily sensations. No more and no less. Very simple. Noticing where and how you're caught up in mental processes, how you're so-called focusing on that, how that might lead you astray from the experiencing of this bodily moment, this present bodily sensations. This body, mind, universe that we are, because there's no place else. There's nothing else. In fact, there's nothing to achieve and nowhere to go. Right here. And all of us, individually, and all of us in various ways, can notice thought, feelings, mental processes, however we talk about this aspect, and be the experiencing of the present bodily sensations. And everyone we encounter is part of this experiencing bodily sensations. That is our practice. That is our universe of practice. No need to talk to other people about your practice or about practicing. It's not necessary. It's not necessarily useful unless someone brings it up. Nevertheless, as Cohen Edjo says, the continence of the Buddha is absorption in this treasury of light that is our life. This is what, how, and where, and how we and everyone we are with are practicing, are living this life. You can say this treasury of light, as Kōen Ejo Zenji says, is the source of all Buddhas. This is the being of all creatures, all living creatures in all ways. He says it's the total substance of all phenomena. The treasury of the great light of spiritual powers of complete awareness. Those are fancy big words. But essentially that's it. This is it. This is our life, and there's nothing extra we need to attain and get, because then that's something extra, something other than this treasury of light that we always are. And what does that entail? Cohen Zenji says, what is awakening? It is knowing mind as is. This is the utter, complete, and perfect awakening in which nothing is attained. Nothing is attained. That's, as I mentioned, Joko said, nowhere to go, nothing to attain, nothing to gain, nothing to achieve, which means that every time we notice we believe we're lacking something or that someone else is lacking something as is, right there, we've besmirched our life and the life of the Buddha. We blinded ourselves to who and what we, they, the universe is. And their skillful practice in terms of what is needed. What's needed? See? Our practice is awakening this unconditioned life that we are guided by, as he, as Cohen Ejo says, selflessness. And the only thing that's useful is to notice all the ways that self is arising and we're holding on to it in our thoughts and feelings, in the mental processes which you, I, and all beings use to literally cover our eyes, to blind ourselves from seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, cognizing, as the Buddha says. It's the therein, therefore, thereby that the Buddha says create suffering and harming for us. We don't have to believe these. We don't have to believe this. And yet, if we practice, our practice is to notice when this comes up, despite the fact we say, well, I know that's not, and yet it comes up and we entangle in. And if we entangle in it, that's our opportunity to, in a sense, as Jopo says, be this bodily, body-mind awareness, to notice the entangling that she calls mental process, because that's what entangling is, and be the even physical entangling when that is occurring. Be that. Being that means we open to the light, the treasury of light that our life is and the life of the universe is. That's again just one way of saying it. We appreciate the circumstance conditions of right now. And in noticing our thoughts about the conditions of right now is our opportunity to notice the bodily mental process when we don't appreciate, how we don't appreciate, how we think it's lacking. No need to go looking for those or figuring them out. Simply notice them when they arise. Noticing them that when they arise, then that's the opportunity to be the bodily moment. Not to get rid of it, not to get anywhere else. So what does Jopo suggest, encourage? Sitting. Sit every day, she says. Try not to miss more than one day in a week. And when resistance, as she calls it, be aware that it consists of thinking. Like all thought, it doesn't need to dominate. Notice it, or she says, just observe it, feel it bodily. And the importance of sitting cannot be measured, and the value and nurturing that comes from it is to be sitting throughout our circumstances in life when we're formally sitting, and to be the bodily present moment, to be the light in all kinds of circumstances. Then knowing our life as it really is. That is what? That is appreciating life. That is being, as again, to quote Colin Edjo, the unexcelled, complete, perfect enlightenment in which there is nothing at all that can be attained. It's the formlessness of all things that it call the form of space. I bring up these ancestors, recent or far, Jopo, Maizumi Roshi, Koan Edjo. Koan Edjo, for those of you who aren't familiar, is the successor of Dogen Zenji. So it's Eihei Dogen, Koan Edjo. That's the way the Soto lineage goes. There are a few other successes, but he's the primary direction. Eihei Dogen, Koan Edjo, Tetsu Gikai, Keizan Jokin, and then from there it splits off. And I've talked about Keizan Zenji, who has a book that's called Transmission of Light. transmission of light, denkoroku. So. We all have our opportunity, moment by moment, to appreciate this life and appreciate the beings that are this life. Appreciate our life and to appreciate the life of others. That's what nurtures the bodhisattva life that we all share. The bodhisattva light that we all are. This treasury of light that is this life. Thank you.